This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now reacting to reports that some members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team are dissatisfied with Attorney General William Barr's initial characterizations of that final Russia report.
I think he's laid out very clearly what his assessment is and have full confidence in that.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders dismissing the claims made in the New York Times.
Look, I have full confidence in the Attorney General and his assessment. He's one of the most respected members of the law community in the country.
AG Barr released the four-page summary of the Mueller report, and in it he claimed there was no evidence of the Trump campaign conspiring with Russia, and it didn't make a call on whether the president obstructed justice. FBI Director Chris Wray is testifying at a House hearing at this hour on global threats to the United States, and Wray says they've never been greater, and he's warning against complacency. And this is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about."
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide. Three more women now say former Vice President Joe Biden touched them in a way that made them feel uncomfortable. One of them, a former White House intern, telling the Washington Post Biden pressed his forehead to hers and told her she was a pretty girl. A total of seven women have now accused Biden of similar types of behavior. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pilots on that doomed Ethiopian Airlines jetliner followed all the procedures provided by Boeing as they fought to keep the 737 MAX from crashing minutes after takeoff. That's the finding of the first official report on that February crash that killed all 157 people on board. Ethiopia's transport minister telling reporters a short time ago the crew performed all the procedures provided by Boeing but were still unable to control that 737 MAX. The transport minister says investigators didn't find any foreign object damage. There had been speculation the plane might have hit birds that might have damaged the engines. Immigration officials are working to deport nearly 300 people arrested in the biggest worksite raid in more than a decade. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement arresting 280 people yesterday at a cell phone repair center in the suburb of Dallas. ICE had gotten tips that CVE Technology might have hired people the company knew were illegal immigrants. An ICE agent tells reporters some workers at the center were using fraudulent ID documents. And Google Assistant users can now enjoy the voice of singer John Legend. The tech giant making the announcement yesterday, the singer is voicing the virtual assistant for at least a limited time in the U.S., including weather forecasts, singing happy birthday, and personal anecdotes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. If there's something that you missed, maybe you only heard a part of it, you say, I want to hear the rest of that interview, by all means, just go to the website. You can download the podcast, share it with your friends and neighbors, because we're givers. It is absolutely free, our gift to you. Well, let me tell you, our next gift is comes in the form of Anita Faye, brilliant songwriter and vocalist, and we're going to be talking about our latest project, the 13-song CD, Kingdom Journey, which is now available from major online retailers, including iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, Google Play, you name it. And for more information, you can go to her website, Anita Faye, and that's Faye with an E at the end, .com. Anita, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I'm blessed to be talking to you. I love what I do because of people like you, you know, that we can give a place for, that talk about, can come on the show and talk about the ministry and have some time to be able to do it, you know, get out of the 8-second soundbite kind of routine that most talk shows find themselves into. But, you know, we get to get in detail and get to know artists like yourself a little bit more. So we appreciate the time.
Yeah, I'm grateful, and that's exactly who I am. So you're speaking to my DNA when you say that. I appreciate that.
Well, okay, so tell us, how did you get into the business, Anita?
Oh, great question. I've actually been singing pretty much all my life. I have been told by my mom some pretty funny stories that started when I don't remember any of this, but she said sometimes in the middle of the night, she would hear noises down the hall and thought someone may have, you know, made their way into the house, only to find me in my room singing to my stuffed animals. And that, I guess, was my first audience. So I guess you could say I've had it in me for a long time. And growing up in church, I did grow up in a Christian household. I did sing in the youth choir and in some community choirs. I also joined my school choir. And believe it or not, I played in the band. I was one of those marching band geeks for a while, too. I played clarinet and had the Q-tip hat on and everything. And so I just tried to engross myself in all things music and just develop and nurture what I think is the gift that God placed in me.
Right. Well, and that's the thing about the giftings and talents that God gives us. It does have a way of expressing itself, and you can tell early on, you know, like your mom said, you know, as a young child, you were working on your craft, even if it was in front of a rather stiff audience, but but that's okay, you know. You know, it prepares you for things down the road, right?
Absolutely. It's fun how we can look back and see how things that we never would have connected were all God's way in a very minor, but very detail-oriented way of preparing us. One puzzle piece connects to another. We don't see it at the time, and it's only in retrospect that we're able to see a little bit of God's handiwork, and we can say, oh, now I get it.
Right.
Because when you're in the moment, it doesn't always appear to you. He's cleverly, that God of ours, he's so clever.
Right.
He's always cleverly weaving things together, unbeknownst to us, even those moments when it doesn't feel good and it's a situation that we question, well, why? Why do I have to go through this? Why is this happening?
Right.
It's all for his good. And you know, that I bless God that I've been in a place of being humble enough to sit still and to be able to learn the lessons so that the next time around I don't fight them so much.
Right. Well, I hear you. Anita, you know, sometimes it's not only things, but it's the people. You know, the people that are, you know, come along the journey that either are there to encourage you or maybe even make it a little bit more of a challenge, you know, maybe a test, right?
Absolutely.
Who was key for you as a mentor as you were coming along in your career?
Honestly, so many roads lead back to my mother. I have to give her a lot of credit. She is resilient and a determined woman, and she raised me and my sisters as a single parent with the help of my grandmother, and we could not have learned from a better mentor and someone who understood what it meant to have a personal relationship with the Lord and who never forced anything down our throat, either religiously or otherwise, but told us that we needed to seek God for ourselves and to work toward whatever it is that we believe we can accomplish. She said, look, there's nothing that you can't do, but you're not going to have to. You can't get trapped into thinking that someone's going to make it happen for you. You have to make it happen for yourself. And so that was partly the independent part of her, but that was also a wise sort of sage individual speaking that said, you know, if you're looking for a handout, basically, that's just not the way life works.
Right, exactly.
Life. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and here's a single mom who has learned the lessons and passing them on to the next generation. Boy, I tell you, that, you know, the whole idea of being a single parent, I think in many ways is beyond our comprehension of what actually is sacrificed and what a single mom experiences. But thank God for your grandmother, too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I am fortunate to have learned from very strong folks that have had a unique set of experiences. My grandmother, her father was a sharecropper. She grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, with her siblings, and they did not have the easiest of times. In fact, she didn't have the opportunity to pursue an education. She stopped around the eighth grade because she had to contribute to the means of the household. And to know her story and my great aunts and great uncles' stories and to really be able to appreciate where I am because of their sacrifices and knowing that they didn't have the same opportunities afforded to them. So shame on me if I don't take hold of and chase and pursue everything that I now have available in front of me without the restrictions that they were facing. So, you know, and I think a lot of people, not just minority backgrounds, but anyone that's had that struggle and they've seen that in their household and they've had experiences of knowing that their parent, grandparent, or whatever the sacrifices that they made, the lack of opportunities that they had and that they pushed forward to make these types of new opportunities available for us. I mean, we really have to give them the props that they're due because
if it
hadn't been for them, who knows where we would be.
Yeah, and the thing is, along the way, Anita, I think we look back and consider it to be part of a rich and cherished heritage. You know, some people may say, well, wow, you know, how rough and so difficult. But it is that rough experience that makes a way for the next generation, and every generation wants it to be better for the next, does it not?
Absolutely, Absolutely.
And here in this country, like no other country, is that opportunity available to us. And I guess this is why, you know, I appreciate, because we all have, you know, our heritage to look back on and think of, you know, what our parents did to carve a way for us to be able to realize the dreams that we enjoy today. And, of course, you're realizing an incredible dream all because of what they invested and what they did for you. More from Anita Fay on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heaven above, I the father of love. I came to tell you, you are special. Don't you know in your uniqueness you have purpose? Yeah, I bring good tidings.
We're listening to the title track of Kingdom Journey, Anita Faye's new CD that was released the end of last year and is available at all the usual places. You write a lot of your own music, don't you?
I do, and this go around I actually had the pleasure of working with my husband, my co-writer. Mm-hmm. He's a poet and an extraordinary penman, if you will, who contributed a number of tracks, including the one after that song called Untraceable, which is a tribute to his grandmother. And we also had the benefit of working with a living legend, Ms. Betty Wright, which a lot of people might recall from old R&B circles, but
right.
She is someone that's been a family friend for a number of years, and so she graciously agreed to help us out as well on a track called None of the Above, or All of the Above.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel special, I guess you could say, to have had help come from so many different directions this time around, and it helped to make a much more dynamic body of work, I think.
Well, and it's really fun because as you continue on, I mean, as you say, who would have thought, you know, from those early stages and all those experiences that you've got through, that here you are and now you're able to involve and collaborate not only with your husband, which sometimes can be a challenge, when husbands and wives work together. But boy, I'll tell you, the music, would impress you. To consider that there was great harmony between you guys.
Absolutely, and I will say, I mean, he's been a godsend. Shout out to my husband, Robbie Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great dynamic, and I definitely know that it was God's alignment that brought us together, because, you know, there's so many scriptures that I could point to that really speak about the intended nature of not just marriage, but walking in tandem with someone. And, mm-hmm. you know, as the scripture teaches us, the iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to make sure that we hold each other accountable to do the work that God has called us to do. We're a great team dynamically together, but individually God has also placed some things on our hearts, as well as, you know, commissioned us to do different things according to what each of our vocation is, and we make sure that we keep each other held up before God in prayer, but
right.
we also want to challenge each other to and inspire and motivate each other to go after and pursue those things that we believe God has called us to do. So I'm blessed that he fully supports me, and, you know, I believe it's reciprocal, and the culmination of that, we pray, is seen in everything that we do together as well.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, as you sing and as you've written in Kingdom Journey, the idea that it's not all roses and rainbows. I mean, you know, you're going to have challenges. I mean, it's all part of the transformation process. And, you know, I often find that we grow most in the valleys, not necessarily in the peaks of life, right?
That's a book title waiting to happen. Billy said to write that book.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, no. You're exactly right. Because how sweet we think it would be, right, if everything was lollipops, roses, and rainbows, mm-hmm. and, you know, there was nothing that would, you know, get in the way of that. But, you know, even the strongest trees in the middle of a forest, mm-hmm. are there because of wind and rain. You know, the wind serve to strengthen the roots and the branches. And if you don't have that resistance, then you're not going to build anything. You know, even in the gym, you've got to use some weights to build muscle. It doesn't happen just because you're doing a bunch of cardio. You have to have some strength training. And we're taught strength, and we're allowed to grow in strength by those unfortunate experiences that come along, and God is just also continuing to prove himself through that. So I could not agree with you more.
Well, and speaking of strength, you wrote a song, Vegas Strong, Angels in Heaven. Boy, for, you know, all that the people have went through, continue to go through, those that have survived, you know, it's I don't know, it seems so incomprehensible. But this had to be a difficult song for you to write and perform.
You know, the song Angels in Heaven or Vegas Strong is definitely something that strikes a chord, I think, for a lot of people, even if you weren't in Vegas, but you're watching the news unfold and seeing these images on the media that just broke your heart, right? It's a devastating moment. We were actually interrupted, I guess you could say, in the middle of the night by some communication that started to come across. We have a friend that works in security, mm-hmm. and he started posting on social media, hey, whatever you do, stay away from the strip. There's a active shooter situation, and stay away from this, you know, part of town.
Mm.
And then, you know, we're checking in with the news.
Well, we had to remind everybody, you're from Vegas. That's where you're based out of, right?
Yes. I live in Las Vegas now, and when the event occurred, you know, as locals, we're trying to get real-time information. Of course, social media is starting to pick up, and then the local media is starting to get active, and then it's not long after that the national news feeds pick up. And we had this, between my husband and I, it was this deja vu type of moment, an eerie feeling, because we both were living in Boston at the time of the marathon bombing. That's where I met my husband. I was living in Boston for only a short period of time before moving out here to Vegas. But it was that same, like, pit in your stomach, raw, visceral reaction where you're just going, oh, my God, what is happening? What has the world come to? And you just have these moments that defy anything that you could actually describe. And so you have a sense of helplessness, but you also wonder, well, what can you do in moments like this, and how can you help explain it? Because one of the biggest questions that we get in Christianity is, well, how could a God that loves allow these things to happen? And so for my husband and I, and he really is the songwriter behind this, I helped with some of the vocal arrangements and, of course, sang the song, but it was really the least that we could do is offer something that would help soothe the broken spirits and the broken hearts that were impacted by this real tragic, nonsensical event from this madman that, you know, took the lives of so many and really heinous act, and to offer something that may give them a sense of peace as they reflect on their loved ones. You know, of course, the donations are great, and we try to do our part there, but to try and give something to someone that would allow them to listen and feel like there's a tribute that's being paid to those that have left us because of that, we just thought if there's something meaningful that we can do in using our gifts in some small way, then this is the least that we could offer. Mm-hmm.
Were you touched by the response?
Absolutely. You know, it never ceases to amaze us when people listen to the song and they hear it, and there's sort of an emotion that it conjures for them. And I worked with some folks that were down at the festival when all of this happened. And, you know, fortunately, my immediate coworkers were unscathed. But there were a few whose friends ended up in the hospital and were injured and shot. And you have those moments that are touching. Go, and you're just never sure what the outcome is going to be. Unfortunately, they came out okay.
Exactly.
But, you know, to see the faces of people that were there and to hear their remarks saying, you know, thank you for this.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
That's the gift.
Well, Anita, we got to leave it there. Her CD, Kingdom Journey, as you said, available at all the usual places. And as we depart, here's another cut. Cast My Cares. I'm Bill Martinez.
Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual Fun Yet Smelly Rotten Sneaker Contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now reacting to reports that some members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team are dissatisfied with Attorney General William Barr's initial characterizations of that final Russia report.
I think he's laid out very clearly what his assessment is, and I have full confidence in that.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders dismissing the claims made in the New York Times.
Look, I have full confidence in the Attorney General and his assessment. He's one of the most respected members of the law community in the country.
AG Barr released the four-page summary of the Mueller report, and in it he claimed there was no evidence of the Trump campaign conspiring with Russia, and it didn't make a call on whether the president obstructed justice. FBI Director Chris Wray is testifying at a House hearing at this hour on global threats to the United States, and Wray says they've never been greater, and he's warning against complacency. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
You might have testified, testified. You believe.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to go across the pond, as they say, and connect with our next guest, Christopher Lloyd, talking about his latest book, Absolutely Everything, from this international best-selling author. It is a new, fully updated history of the world by Christopher Lloyd. An amazing roller coaster ride through 13.8 billion years for children and adults alike. It is a fun ride, let me tell you, because it gives us a look to, and look at our world and look at all these questions that maybe you used to ask as a kid, maybe you forgot as an adult, but maybe you can reconnect in as you read this book, Absolutely Everything. Christopher Lloyd, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, thank you very much, Bill. I'm very well, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, the pleasure is ours. Absolutely Everything, A History of Earth, Dinosaurs, Rulers, Robots, and Other Things, too numerous to mention. Why were you compelled to write this book?
Well, I actually, Bill, I've been passionate about trying to connect knowledge together for about 15 years, since my two daughters were young. They're now 23 and 21. That all seemed to happen rather quickly. But when they were about 8 and 10, I kind of realized that they were most interested in learning about things when they discovered the connections between things and when they were able to learn through their own interests rather than me or a teacher or someone telling them what we thought they needed to know. And the wonderful thing about kids is they're all interested in different things, and their brains naturally want to connect things together. So asking these big questions, like you said in your little intro there, you know, things that children naturally ask themselves, is there life after death, or, you know, or tell me about dinosaurs. How did that happen? Or, you know, how does a light bulb work? Or, you know, why?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we do get used to the world such that we think it's ordinary when we get older. And of course, it isn't. It's all extraordinary. There's nothing more amazing than the real world around us. So that's why this story, I think, matters to all generations, to see how things connect together. And mm-hmm. let's go on with the story from the beginning of time to the present day.
Well, and I think the timing of your book is quite interesting. This has been something that we keep talking about in terms of critical thinking. And critical thinking starts with that three-letter question of why. You know, for some adults, you know, we can be annoyed from time to time when we constantly hear why from the little kids. But, boy, they if you listen to the question and you take the time to answer, I mean, for you, you're writing books and getting awards and accolades that you can thank your daughters for asking those questions. Hey, look, it's take note and expand your understanding. But I think that this is part of the challenge of our 21st century world in which we live in. And that is that, you know, this we need to return to some critical thinking, do we not?
I absolutely agree. And also, I think we need to return to trying to take a big view, a big picture, to try and see the forest. Because, you know, we're so, you know, glued into our screens and we're so under the pressure of time and deadlines and we're so anxious about how we're going to pay the next bill or, you know, is our kid going to pass through the test? You know, if our children pass the test, but they don't ever want to learn again because they have a fear of failure, then it would be better that they didn't pass the test, to be honest, and that they still had that love of learning that makes them want to ask the question why. So these things matter because I think, you know, a lot of the issues in the world we have to face in the future. And funnily enough, the last chapter of the book, which deals with modern times, is called To Be Continued.
Yes.
You know, that we face that adults haven't done a great job of, to be honest. And young people are going to have to think very hard about how they help fix, you know, pollution and discrimination. Mm-hmm. What do we do about robots? And how do we develop the right kind of relationship between, you know, machines and humans and computers and real life? These are big questions. And children are surrounded by them, you know, at the age of 8, 9, 10. And they're perfectly capable of engaging in conversation and wonder about that because they're asking why.
Exactly.
So this is all trying to help them engage with their parents and their teachers on these huge issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah, and what you're pointing out here, Christopher, I think is, you know, should encourage us all because I believe, and maybe because as my father would refer to me as the eternal optimist, he said I was the most optimistic of all his boys, is that I look at the young kids as they're coming into being here, is that they have learned a lot by observing their parents and saying, man, these guys really messed this thing up. And, you know, and I think they're connecting the dots in a positive way. So I have some confidence that all will be well here.
Yeah, I think the great thing about this story, again, by zooming out, is that the one defining characteristic of human beings is that we are incredibly adaptable. Mm-hmm. And we developed in the ice ages, you know, and the environment was so brutal and different. You know, where I live in near London, there was a glacier that would reach up to a mile high 15,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it would go all the way up England and Scotland to the North Pole and all the way far down as south as where Washington is. Washington, D.C. was an ice sheet more than a mile high. And humans were adapted because they were able to use their hands to make fire and they could make weapons to kill at a distance. And, you know, and then when the environment changes and the glaciers melt and the seas rise by 125 meters, sorry, I need to convert that, 400 feet, then we adapt by learning how to grow food, you know, and being able to farm and then buy and sell things in markets and then invent things. And it's an incredible story of how we've adapted. And I'm sure your optimism is well-founded that our young people today will continue that tradition and they will adapt as well.
Mm-hmm. What drew you to, you know, education, you know, and a career in history? Have you just been naturally inquisitive?
I guess I have really, but I suppose when we had our children, I was working a very high pressure job as a journalist at the Times in London,
mm-hmm.
and I think that when my eldest daughter got fed up with going to school, and we actually started a home educate just to try and find a way forward for her, I began to see the world through her eyes in a way that I'd forgotten I experienced as a child. Mm. And of course, well, that's one of the great privileges and benefits of spending your life with young people, is that you do see the world again through their eyes like you're seeing it for the first time. And then that fills it with wonder and amazement, and then you see the connections. And I always remember going to a Picasso exhibition in Barcelona in Spain. We went with the children, actually, when we were home educating. Mm. And the first room was full of paintings that looked like Rembrandt. And you thought, hang on, this isn't Picasso. And then there's a little notice and said he painted all of these when he was at art school, and he was, you know, learning the art of how to paint in different styles. And then there was a note from him saying, and then from this moment on, I've always tried to look through the world as if I'm seeing it for the first time from a child's perspective. And wow. Then you go into the next room, and it's full of these amazing paintings of doves and other things. But you begin to understand his mindset. He's trying to see it like he's seeing it for the first time. And I think that makes so much difference to every day of your life when you start thinking that way. And I've tried to do that in this book.
Well, Christopher, how cool that you were able to embrace, home education like this. I mean, some parents, they would be too busy and they would miss out on that golden opportunity. But it, like all things and experience that teach us, if we're open to it, boy, what a rich expansion of education awaits us, does it not?
I think so. I mean, I feel very fortunate that, in fact, I made a decision that when I was, this is going back 15 years when we started home educating, that I would take a year out and I quit my job. Mm. And we had savings, and I thought, if I spend these savings now while the children are young, and we'll go traveling together, we'll buy, we got an RV, and we went traveling around Europe together for 6 months. And I thought, I will trade that, and I'll retire when I'm 75, not 65. Because, of course, when I'm 65, if I got 10 years, well, the kids will have grown up, and there'll be no opportunity to do this. So I think it would be a good thing for the well-being of people and society if we really encouraged parents and gave them incentives to be able to have career breaks for a decent period of time. You know, take that paternity leave for 6 months or a year when your children are 8 and 10.
Exactly.
Christopher,
we've got to go to break. We've got more.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth,
happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food. Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You come ready.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue our conversation with Christopher Lloyd, coming to us from London, graduate of Cambridge University, former science correspondent with the Sunday Times newspaper in London, best-selling author of more than 15 books, including the international bestseller, What on Earth Happened? Christopher Lloyd is famous for his engaging way of making historic connections and giving larger context to the isolated topics taught in school. He's been a winner of numerous Parent Choice Awards, as you can imagine. And his new book, Absolutely Everything, A History of Earth, Dinosaurs, Rulers, Robots, and Other Things. Too numerous to mention. So that's why you have to get your hands on the book. And it's available at all the usual places. And, of course, it will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Christopher, let's talk about your favorite historic invention. What is that?
Oh, well, do you know, I tell you what it is, Bill, and you won't think of it as an invention, and I didn't until I really thought hard about it, but, you know, it's called mind-reading technology. Can you imagine if somebody said, look, I've invented something, it means that you will be able to find out for yourself, without me speaking to you or anything, what I'm thinking, mind-reading technology. Mm. And, of course, this was invented thousands of years ago, and we commonly call it writing. And but we're the only species on the whole planet that can do this, and it's totally transformed the story of life on Earth, because with writing, when it's first developed in the Middle East and in China and India, you know, 5,000-6,000 years ago, you can take a thought and you turn it into a code. You give someone the code. And as long as they know how to read the code, your thought goes into their brain. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm dead, you'll be able to read my thoughts if you buy this book, of course.
Yes.
And the ability to do that is the most stunning cultural innovation, I think, that has changed everything, because it means we can work at distances. I can send you a message. I've never met you before. You know, think other creatures are limited by how far they can sing if they're a bird, or how far they can, you know, roar or bark if they're a dog. But not us humans. We have this amazing invention called writing.
It is incredible, and you're exactly right when you consider it from that perspective, because what you have written will transpire, will it not? You know, I mean, from one generation to the next, like you say, if you've gotten your book, or we Google you, or we find all about you on WikiLeaks or something, right?
Yeah, you can just do it. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. But I tell you an amazing thing as well, Bill, is that when writing was coming into ancient Greece, Most of the kids couldn't write things down in schools there because the paper hadn't been invented and pencils hadn't been invented and stuff. And Socrates wrote a very interesting little piece about how worried he was about the invention of writing, because he was worried it would cause forgetfulness in the minds of learners.
Mm.
And he's absolutely right. There's a dark side to writing, and kids don't know this because they don't get taught this in schools, which is that if you use it as a substitute for remembering stuff, then you start developing a really lousy memory. So we go shopping, we write a shopping list, and every time you write something on a shopping list, you're giving your brain permission not to remember what to get at the shops. You become so forgetful. You don't know where to put where the shopping list is. And these days, we've outsourced our brains in map reading to a dot. That's all we do now, is we follow dots. And this is where we've got to be slightly careful, I think, where sometimes the collective intelligence of a big community of people through science and invention is awesome, but the individual potential of any one of us is actually diminishing. It's not getting greater, it's getting lower, because we're outsourcing these things. And writing, in some ways, was the beginning of that trend. So, again, it's just about taking a different perspective. I suppose that's what on Earth Books is all about, really, trying to see things from different angles. And then, you know, that creates a connection and makes you wonder why.
Exactly. Well, when you think of ways of how we can exercise our brains, I mean, you know, with all the increasing concern about dementia and Alzheimer's and that, you know, I think people are more conscious of, you know, needing to keep exercising their minds and brains, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just couldn't agree more. And I suspect, I mean, there's no research, it's only a personal opinion, but I suspect there is a connection between the outsourcing of our natural mental powers of connecting and experiencing and remembering and communicating, outsourcing that, and some dullness that is creeping into our brains. And, of course, you know, when a baby is born, all the brain wants to do is make connections. And when it makes connections, you get a little shot of joy, that dopamine. And can you imagine a baby born bored? You know, a doctor would say it's got a dysfunctional brain if it doesn't want to spit or throw things or giggle or laugh. Now what happens when a kid comes 10 and they say they're bored? What do we say? We say, don't worry, just pass the test. Now, boredom is early onset depression. Depression is the brain is dysfunctional. It's not connecting. And, you know, I think it's a big issue.
Yeah. No, I agree. You know, oftentimes whenever we are called to teach something or, you know, to write a book, I find it quite interesting because we end up, you know, learning as we do this. And I imagine, you know, taking on something as awesome as this and this project, you must have learned a lot more than you expected along the way, did you not?
Well, of course. I mean, that's what a privilege it has been to be able to do that. But funnily enough, I learned just as much from telling the story and connecting it with people. And actually, sometimes you relearn things in a different way. You know, the other day I was taking my dog for a walk. And when it met another dog on the dog walk, of course, the first thing it did was the two dogs sniffed each other's bottoms. And I said to myself, why on earth is it doing that? Because, you know, dogs and humans are very similar anatomically. If you ask a vet, you know, we are very similar in a way we're structured. But if I meet someone when I go for a dog walk, why don't I sniff their bottoms?
Yeah. Well,
what's the big deal? What's the story? How come we're so different?
Yeah,
and there is a good reason, by the way. It's because, you know, humans' power of smell, choosing mates through smell, is very diminished compared with a dog, and that's probably through some kind of viral infection over the course of evolution. And so we use, you know, vision rather and looks and symmetry instead of smell. But so there is a great story there. But I never would have asked that question beforehand, and I'm observing the same thing. So I think that, that somehow, if you can give children this natural inclination, if you can fertilize the idea of asking why all the time, then the brain just turns for itself. You don't have to cram it full of facts.
Yeah, well, we have a politician that's in trouble right now because he wanted to smell a little bit too closely.
Oh.
And so he's trying to get himself out of some entanglement here.
Maybe we can get in touch with his communications team and they can find a nice narrative that will explain it from a big picture evolutionary perspective.
I think he's trying to connect to something because he needs some help, Christopher, I got to tell you. So of all the things, and I'm sure there's lots of surprises in this book as you're developing it and coming up with ideas, what big surprise for you?
Well, I suppose one thing that you don't often see because you're so much the product of your own culture is that we tend to think that Western philosophy and Western science and Western culture is somehow superior and that, you know, democracy is the best system ever invented. And we do have a sort of arrogance, I think, about the way that we perceive ourselves. And, you know, I feel totally humbled now looking at indigenous cultures, looking at how many of the inventions in ancient China completely outperformed anything that we were doing, you know, 1,500 years ago, how the Islamic world came up with incredible ways of looking at the stars and instruments like the astrolabe for measuring how the stars are moving and for navigation and paper and gunpowder and compasses. All these things came from the East to the West. And then it's true. We managed to develop these ideas and capitalize on them, and we managed to, you know, grow our culture and with huge consequences around the world. But I do think there is a sort of a humility and an empathy mm-hmm. for non-Western cultures that I really hope comes through the book, because I think it's such an important balance that's mm-hmm. missing a lot in our own psyches.
Yeah, I would agree. I think sometimes, you know, because it's always, you know, I think with our own egos and that lead to arrogance to think that we are absolutely so special. But when you consider, you know, different cultures and, you know, times in history, you know, for that particular time, certain things had to happen and, you know, be revealed. And it's quite extraordinary when you pause and consider it. And this is what concerns me sometimes when people want to rewrite history, because right. I think it's such a violation to the honor of the subject and what it portends for the next generation.
Yeah, I mean it's a real can of worms, to be honest. The rewriting of history, and you know, obviously historical narrative is available as a propaganda tool, and it has been used that way, you know, right from the origin of history itself. So it's not nothing new, but I think that the key to ensuring that as individuals we can realize our potential is going back to that point you made at the start, Bill, which is making sure we can always ask the question why, and that we don't make any assumptions, and that we can try and validate the information we have, and that we're open-minded enough to change our own minds. Because if we're fed one narrative when we believe in it, we become so dogmatic that we can't realize that there are other perspectives, then we become part of that whole propaganda narrative ourselves.
Right, and we really limit our education and expansion of thought and the whole life experience and journey that we're on for this particular season. It is amazing. You know, I can't imagine short-circuiting that, but sometimes we do. But I appreciate, Christopher Lloyd, that you remind us to, you know, keep our minds open, keep learning, and keep asking why, right?
Keep connecting, and then you will be doing what you are best, you know, you're designed to do.
You got it. Christopher Lloyd on Bill Martinez Live. His book is linked on our website as well. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you very much.
There's a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.